bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right, let me set this up. Click there. Click that. Oops. Do it again. Click that. All right, we set. Winky Blue, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon to you, Doctor.
How are you?
Now, Doc, I'm blessed. Every time, just when I think you got it, You switch on me. Now, when it comes down to this government moving the checks out of the way, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then you said something else. You what? said that this is safer. Doc, I'll be totally honest with you. Since we've moved to this digital world, things have not been this unsafe in all of creation. And I think it's a move. Me personally, it's perspective.
Right.
That this is a move to do away with money. Money. Period.
Sure.
But guess what? See, with that money, it says this bill, this note, is legal tender for all debts, public and private. See, once, Doc, you go to the digital movement, it's no longer private. It becomes a recorded transaction. That PayPal, that Cash App,
right.
All of this Zelle. Okay, well, then it becomes no more privacy. Now it becomes now we talk about getting rid of government, but mm-hmm. now government is pushing to be in your business. They're still in whole houses, man. You don't even if you had to go in and get a hard copy of something for a bank, mm-hmm. You'd have to go in, show ID. In
right.
some cases, man, you even have to take a fingerprint.
Right.
This digital movement is a bad thing, Doc.
You still got to do the same thing. You still have to submit an ID card. They got to take a picture. I just did it today for the government. They got to take a picture through your camera phone. So there are things that are built in. I think what's happening is with change, people assume that it's not safe because they're not used to it. But here's the kicker. Let me ask you a question. Sure they are.
Sure.
They've also come in and
we
lied to you and had
past.
Friends. Yes, they have. I have friends of mine who lost their $1 million house because they trusted somebody to do a refi to get some work done. And the paperwork they signed the house over to the person and he sold it out from under them. And they literally had to move.
That can happen. I have asked you to do the same thing to me.
But what I'm saying is that when you talk about, now let's go back to money. And I'm not arguing your point. I'm just making the other side.
Okay.
The American dollar,
gotcha.
Like most dollars, I can't talk about other countries. The American dollar is a fiat currency.
That's
what
right.
that means that it's government issued, but it's not backed by anything. the dollar meant something, and I would have an issue switching over the over to digital if it was still backed by gold. But because it's not backed by gold or silver, it's based on trust.
Well, what is it backed by? That's why they're sending somebody to Fort Knox right now.
You can send them to Fort Knox right now. The American dollar is a fiat currency, and it is not backed by gold or silver. That means you trust that the person that you're giving a $20 bill to will have the confidence to look at it as a $20 bill. When you give it to the federal government, you hope that it's legal tender under government regulation and it allows transfers and all that other stuff. But the bottom line is if they decide that they don't want to.
If we become a cashless society.
If you become a cashless society, you trade your house, you trade your shoes, you trade your skill, your service. But bottom line, I feel you. I got a problem with it too, but it's inevitable.
Yeah, listen here. It's inevitable. Down in the three square market in Kenosha, Wisconsin, right now.
Yes, sir.
They've got a place called Three Square Market. And they right now, their employees don't use any keys or anything. They have inserted a chip. And the guy that designed the chip was right there in Oshkosh. Three Square Market, the chip goes between the pointer and the thumb. And at first, it was only 50 employees that went for it. Now they got over 200 employees.
Okay.
And this is where they're trying to go with this whole cashless movement, man. It becomes a chip society because then, guess what? We don't have to worry about any identification fraud. This new ID card thing that they're coming out with,
that's going to be,
you know, duplicated and manipulated. So they're seeking to get that ultimate ID in you and I, okay, that there will be no more fraud. And I don't think Donald Trump, I don't know what's wrong with it. I mean,
but I'm not going to go for that. I'm not taking anybody's chip or you implanting anything in me in order to pay for anything.
Why are you going to pay your bills?
Then I just won't pay them, and I'll be homeless.
And then what about when they pull you over for driving? You ain't got your ID on your chip that they scanned.
I'm not going to drive.
Doc, come on now. I think this should be a discussion. I'm going to be a heavy discussion.
First of all, I'm speaking for me. I'll be too old to care. But we also, us as Christians, recognize what Scripture says about taking the mark of the beast and being able to, you know, not being able to eat, move around, all that. Unless you have the mark, and some people think that it's digital currency, some people think it's Bitcoin. We can get some preachers in here and have a discussion about it. But the chip is a
heavy thing though, Doc.
Sure.
Doc, I gotta get out of here. I'm taking up somebody else's time, but I appreciate the conversation, man. But this is a discussion that needs to be had for real.
Yep. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's just one of those things. I mean, you know. At some point, you got to have that discussion. What are you going to do? Are you going to eat? Or are you going to use a card? Everybody talked about, social media is terrible, terrible. Then everybody use social media. We don't need a digital card. Now you can't pay nothing without a card. Touch it with your phone. Your phone already tracks you everywhere you go. Your phone already, you know, tells you, hey, do you like that store? You just passed that store that has, But that's just where we are. I'm just saying.
Number 5.
From Fox6Now.com, a 27-year-old Milwaukee man accused of pulling a gun on a security guard and a second person at the Target Distribution Center in Oconomowoc back in January has been taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. What do we know? According to the Oconomowoc police, on March 11th at about 11:30 a.m., Keon Hawthorne was taken into custody at a residence in Milwaukee. A warrant had been issued since Thursday, January 30th. Hawthorne was initially charged with first-degree reckless endangering safety, 2 counts, disorderly conduct, use of a dangerous weapon, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Following further investigation, Waukesha County District Attorney's Office amended the charges to include attempted first-degree intentional homicide. According to the criminal complaint, Oconomowoc police were dispatched to the Target Distribution Center on Valley Road shortly after 6 a.m. Sunday, the 26th of January, for a complaint of a man with a gun. First officers arrived on the scene, searched the parking lot after being told suspect had left the building, and officers were unable to locate the person or anybody matching that description in the parking lot. Went to a building, spoke to a security officer. He indicated there was an argument in the front lobby between two employees, one of them the defendant, and the episode is captured on surveillance camera. They say the subject pulled out a gun pointed it at the security guard in the second person. Security guard was able to knock the defendant's arm upwards, causing the defendant to stumble backwards. Didn't appear that any shots were fired, and it was at that point the second guard crawled into the women's restroom where he called 911. And so they finally got that person in custody. Made his initial appearance on March 12th. Cash bond was set at $100,000. I find it interesting in these suburbs and in the city, as a matter of fact, when we set when we set bail, that's what we need to watch as it relates to how we're doing things in the world, right? Black guy does something, bail is set at $100,000. Somebody else does something, bail is set at $20,000. And then they pay it and they get out. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, how do some people walk around and then other people don't walk around? And
all it had to do with a gun, and so it's a gun, so it's major.
Oh, okay. And when you're a threat to somebody else's life, what is that? Right? I mean, at some point, you know, I'm just saying.
Number four.
Speaking of, a New Berlin, Wisconsin police officer is accused of misconduct and stealing drugs. I think you need to understand what kind of drugs he stole. He's accused of stealing. New Berlin police officer is charged with misconduct in public office, accused of stealing DEA drugs meant for canine training. 45-year-old Kevin Dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N, faces one felony count of misconduct in office, acting in excess of authority. So what happened? Back in May of 2024, a New Berlin police sergeant discovered that certain drugs were issued to the department by the DEA were missing. The purpose of the drugs is for canine training. The sergeant brought the drugs to a training session in Fond du Lac to discover the drugs were missing. Drugs were stored in Pelican boxes with two steel boxes. The complaint goes on to say that the DEA issued the drugs to the department in September 2022. They were last used for training in November 2023. And what was missing? 28 grams of black tar heroin, 28 grams of cocaine base, 28 grams of cocaine HCI, 28 grams of heroin HCI, and 14.2 grams of methamphetamine, 2 to 4 bags. In addition to the missing drugs, note cards that documented the weights were also missing. They believe the theft occurred between November 28th of 2023 and May 7th of 2024. When not in use, they're stored in a pass-through locker at the New Berlin Police Department, accessible with a key through the key locker in the evidence packaging room in the basement, or are accessible through secure property room. Now, let me tell you something about a secure facility as it relates to property and drugs. You have to go through a significant number of things in order to get access in the same room with drugs. If you're a police officer and you arrest somebody with drugs and you take them to get tested at the department, they take them package them, all that, get them weighed and put it up. Usually only one or two people, very few people, have access to that particular place and handle those particular things. So it's not like it's hard to figure out who did what. Investigators said that they looked at video surveillance from the interior property of the room camera, identified 12 instances of unauthorized access to the locker between November 2023 and April 2024 by Stephen Dodson. Based on the video, key card access, and time card resources, investigators concluded that the only person present during the unauthorized entries was Stephen Dodson. Dodson did not have consent to access the locker and what was in it. And based on his job duties and responsibilities, he didn't have need to have access to it. McGuanago police, August 21st of 2023, responded to a report of an unresponsive man in a vehicle later identified as Dotson. Slumped forward in the driver's seat against the seatbelt, abnormal breathing, gave him Narcan, and rescue personnel later arrived and gave him oxygen and woke him up. He didn't know why he was on the ground, why everybody was standing around him. He didn't even know what day and time it was. Taken to the hospital and tested positive for cocaine and fentanyl. On April 1st, 2025, West Dallas police say Dotson hit a traffic pole on 70th and Greenfield. He was twice the legal limit and had his loaded 40 caliber personal owned handgun in the car. He got three tickets, OWI, misdemeanor count of a firearm while intoxicated. So, you know, we talk about, now here's my kicker. How did this dude stay on the job that long? Somebody must have noticed that he was doing it, or he was like many people. He was just a functioning drug user.
Number three.
So I've been looking at certain things, and I've been wondering what exactly is going to happen. And it's unfortunate. But it was bound to happen. From JS Online, the U.S. Postal Service is making delivery changes. And so the question, another question of the day, what does that mean for mail in Wisconsin? As part of President Donald Trump's efforts to increase government efficiency, I guess everything going to be blamed on that now, the U.S. Postal Service, and rightfully so, the U.S. Postal Service implemented service changes this week that could slow down mail for some members. Changes came just weeks after U.S. Postmaster Louis DeJoy, who was appointed during Trump's first term, stepped down from his role. Before resigning, he announced plans to shrink the U.S. Postal Service workforce and enlisted the Department of Governmental Efficiency spearheaded by Elon Trump. Or is it Donald Musk? One of those. So Musk said last month, Elon Musk, he thought it should be privatized, a suggestion that drew widespread backlash from unionized postal workers who say privatization will increase postal prices and decrease service. Hey, question. DJ Brother Z, do you wait longer for Amazon or do you wait longer for the post office?
Post office, I guess.
And so if you could privatize the post office, keep them at the same rate, and then give them the logistics that Amazon has, along with UPS and FedEx, who all do a phenomenal job at delivery, you think we can get our mail faster?
I don't know. I'm not too familiar, I guess.
So you've never gotten anything from UPS?
Not really. Or I always FedEx? Just order at Amazon.
Okay. Thank you for making my point. And so at some point, we have to just realize that there are a lot of inefficiencies in the Postal Service. But we're talking about people that work day in, day out, cold, hot, all that, and they walk. But if you're going to do it and you're going to walk, some people need to deliver packages. Other people need to deliver mail. Can I put mail with my package? Like, I don't know. It's something that has to be looked at. And the American Postal Workers Union keeps protesting stuff, but you're losing billions of dollars, and so people are going to get laid off anyway. You're losing billions of dollars a year, and I guess you think it's okay just because we're used to it. I think people are used to Amazon. Yeah, when you get used to Amazon delivering stuff, do you realize that I've wait 2 days or put things that I need every month on subscription and order it through Amazon so I don't have to bother going to the store? You know how easy that is? And we complain about it, but I'm like, I don't know. But then again,
number two,
there are some things that Axios.com talks about that makes me feel kind of sad. We don't know what's going to happen. We're just estimating and hoping it happens because I guess people want it to happen. President Trump talked about prices going down, but the new tariffs might do the opposite. And so when I see people write articles, and it's not an opinion piece, but write an article as if it's factual, I have an issue with that. Supermarkets are where Americans feel the most affected by inflation. Groceries, food hit the hardest. If the tariffs take effect, are the things mostly not grown or harvested in the U.S. going to get higher? For example, okay, I got to take a deep breath. Coffee, chocolate, vanilla, bananas, fruits, and vegetables from South America, and a lot of shrimp, and the berries you buy in the winter. Here's my suggestion. Eat what's grown in America and then be done. And if it's not grown in America, stop eating it. Now, I'm not pro-tariff. Well, I'm kind of pro-tariff if it works for us, anti-tariff if it works against us. But implementing the new reciprocal and baseline tariffs on top of the other taxes and imports already imposed by the White House would increase fresh produce prices by 4%, food prices by 2.8%. Well, number one, they already went up. Number two, I'm not for or against tariffs or for or against Donald Trump. The bottom line is tariffs have always been here. So why are we screaming and complaining and crying about something? I want to force them to make those things here. I heard Sherwin talking about that this morning. All it's for is to force people to make it here. And when people and DJ Brother Z makes widgets cheaper than OGDK Dr. King, they're going to buy from DJ Brother Z. And if they tell DJ Brother Z, hey, dude, your prices are too high, you know what you're going to tell your workers? Hey, I can't pay y'all as much as y'all got before because you were getting, we just can't afford it right now. And we keep talking about it's going to take months and years and decades to bring all this manufacturing back. It won't. It won't. See, the problem that we forgot is that all of the, let me rephrase that. Many of the places that we got rid of when we shipped manufacturing overseas are still there. Have you seen Milwaukee? You got a Master Lock plant that's still sitting there after they moved and shipped stuff up. Go along Center Street. It's right there. It's right there. So it's not like America doesn't have it. Will we have to retool it? Will we have to change it? Yes. Will that take some time? Sure. It'll probably take somewhere between, I don't know, 2 to 3 years. Guesstimation. But the bottom line is we have to start looking at those things because otherwise the people that lost their jobs won't have jobs to go to. Now I'm seeing a lot of places turn because our younger people don't want to go work for big conglomerate organizations. They want to work. Some of them I'm seeing now want to work in the trades. They want to use their hands. They want to build something. They want to see what they do. And I'm all for that. That's education. Doesn't matter if it's a trade or degree or whatever, that's education. And I think that's going to be something we look forward to. But we got to get out of this not liking everything because it's Donald Trump, not liking everything because it's Joe Biden. There are some things that were positive for you. And you need to take advantage of it. We have to take advantage of it if we, as a people, are going to move forward.
Number one.
And so that leaves us to the actual tariffs themselves. The tariffs themselves. One of the surprises from yesterday when they announced about the tariffs was that Trump administration used a surprisingly simplistic approach to calculating the much-hyped reciprocal tariffs. This is from Axios.com. Why does it matter? It's because this is not a finely tuned set of import taxes calibrated to exert pressure on trade partners and all that other stuff. It's a simplistic arithmetic based on overall trade data that became the justification for the most sweeping U.S. duties in generations. A trade-weighted 22.5% tariff, this is per the Yale Budget Lab, up from around 2.4% last year. It implies fewer off-ramps for companies that seek tariff relief and less potential for de-escalation. So if tariffs are applied without regard to the details for each country's economic policies, What is there to negotiate? Well, the administration confirmed that there was a simple formula behind the reason. Because Vietnam was slapped with a 46% tariff and Norway gets 15%. Well, why is that? Well, the formula is to divide U.S. tariff deficit with each country by that country's exports to the U.S. The final tariff number was then divided by two, with a minimum of 10%, which applies even those countries with which the U.S. has a trade surplus. So while individually computing the trade deficit effects of tens of thousands of tariffs all over the place, regulatory, tax, other policies, and all that stuff, the combined effects can be proxied by computing the tariff level consistent with trade deficits, if you could get them to zero. What does all that mean? All that means is that if you're for us, you got a break. And if you were against us, as it relates to how much money we made from your country, you didn't. But even if you believe it's not good for the U.S. to run large, persistent overall trade deficits, it doesn't imply that there's need to be balanced trade with every individual country. And that's something we need to take a step back and look at. So depending on U.S. consumer demand, which I'll buy, for a given country's exports, for instance, butter that's made in Wisconsin that goes to Canada has a 200% tariff on it. Why? Because Canada doesn't want American butter there. They've got their own farmers that they want to have it. Make sense? So whether it seeks to buy U.S. financial assets and myriad other factors, even in a world where there's balanced U.S. trade, some countries would be expected to run a surplus and others a deficit. Not everybody has the wherewithal to trade with America the way America can trade with them. Here's part of the issue. If we got a minimum 10% tariff on everything, even on countries where the U.S. runs a surplus, it implies that tariffs of more than four times their previous levels are a new minimum that will apply to the rest of the world, no matter how a given country responds to the U.S. That means it's going to be difficult to negotiate the changes because you've already set in place what the minimum is. So if another country is at 4% and we charge them 10%, and you already said our minimum is 10%, we have an issue. We have a problem. This isn't an easy fix, but it's not all good, and it's not all bad either. So stop looking at it from a black and white point of view and let it shake out. The markets are going to go. If you saw the markets today, they were on something today. Let me tell you. They were on something. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful, take a step back. And one of the stories I'm going to talk about today was kind of funny because it talks about whether or not you should be saving and all these other things and the financial issues. And we're going to talk about all that when we come back. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yep. Yo, G, this beat is kicking. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I get the call, let me see what's going on the token text. Land, which I'm talking about. Dr. Ken, I have two questions for you. One, in your opinion, is the difference between black power and black excellence. Black excellence is black power. That's my answer. And so black excellence is what you have. Black power is how you exercise that excellence. Number two, which one of the concepts do you think may be beneficial to us? Both. What I would say is consider removing the word black. Have power, be excellent. some consider the word black as being less than. I don't. But I remember somebody playing in a golf tournament, and they walked up to a person and said, hey, where'd you go to school? Because, you know, they were into the Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Dartmouth and all that other nonsense. And somebody said, oh, I went to Central State University. And the person, who was a white male golfer, said, oh, that's pretty good. They're good schools. Good second-tier schools. And that's the kind of idiocy we have to deal with. So sometimes we may have to take a step back and readjust and not be so fast to publicly say certain things so that people can then use it against us. Now, I'm not saying don't be black. Never. I'm saying be you. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I guess what I'm saying is know your audience. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I hope you as well as the listeners. But I'm kind of confused here.
Yes, sir.
Will those terrorists will even do anything for America when you have an unelected American cutting people off and losing their jobs? So how is the terrorists going to do anything for the United States when we have an unelected man who's not American calling the shots?
Well, one has nothing to do with the other, number one. Number two.
Really?
You asked, so I'm answering. One has nothing to do. Well, you can assume it if you want, and you can guess if you want. But he's an employee of the federal government, so because he's unelected,
but he wasn't elected, though.
It doesn't matter. He works for the government. The guy that came and took your money for the IRS wasn't elected, but he sure took your money and will lock your butt up in jail if you don't pay it. Right?
No.
Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe so.
No, not maybe so. You know the IRS, if you don't pay them, they go, come on. See, you just don't want to admit. Okay, go ahead.
My question to you, because somebody like Elon Musk who don't have your education tell you what's right for you?
Huh?
Because my thing is, we have an unelected American who knows nothing about America dictating what America needs. When they need to be focusing on what's going on in Africa, but they can't go back there because they're not liked. So what I'm asking is, could somebody who don't have as much education as you say what kind of education you need?
Yep.
Whether if they was hired.
Watch this. A lot of parents do it every day. I'm sure your grandparents may not. No, you asked the question, so don't try to.
Though.
No, it's not. See, listen to what you just asked. Can a person that doesn't have as much education as you dictate what education you get? Parents do it every day.
Absolutely.
I'm not on the Trump side. Oh, okay. I don't know what world you live in now. Many of our grandparents never even graduated from high school, but were able to make sure their children not only graduated from high school, but went to college. And became
and that's wonderful.
Great. So the point I'm trying to make is it ain't got nothing to do with whether or not you're elected or not. I'm just answering your question. Okay.
All I'm saying is if I got an education, my grandparents don't have a right to walk in my shoes and tell me what I got. They got to get
they're
one
the reason why you got
one,
it.
One, learn
they're
one.
The reason why you,
you know?
Got it.
So
they're the reason why you got it. If they didn't sacrifice for you, you would not be here. Don't think you did
but
anything
Elon
by yourself.
Al, for America.
We ain't talking about Elon.
America.
Oh, come on. You're just switching and changing.
I'm using it as an example. I'm using it as a metaphor.
Well, in my estimation, it's a pretty poor example. And the reason I say
it was good for me, but toodles, whatever. But get American and make that decision. Not illegal. His brother said that too, by the way.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So now we take over. We hate people so much that we find fault in every single thing they do. I'm not happy people are losing their jobs. I don't think people should lose their jobs like that. They should be a little more surgical and move a little slower than they're doing right now. I think it's ridiculous. But the positive part of that, people don't want to look at because it's Donald Trump and it's Elon Musk. The issue I have with it is y'all wasn't complaining like this when all these private sector people was losing their jobs. When they laid off all them people from Northwestern Mutual, oh my God, it's terrible. You didn't care. Now all of a sudden you care because it's Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Pay attention all the time. when Democrats are in office, when Republicans are in office, independents are in office, pay attention. All of them are jacking us, and we do nothing about it. We only care when it's a Republican, but a Democrat can come in and let your city just, okay. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Just be straightforward about it and be consistent. Or, as your generation likes to say, be fair. Hold them to the same standard that you hold everybody else. I don't think that's too hard. Hold everybody to the same standard. But we don't do that. You keep talking about him being unelected, but you let government officials come in your house every day, tell you what your house is worth, tell you how much taxes you got to pay, all that. None of them are elected, including police, including fire. None of them elected. They're employees. And we let them in. They ain't got a problem with what they say. They can tell you, you can't even go in your house. Oh, you can't go in your house anymore. It's uninhabitable. Because we decided it's uninhabitable. And you don't do nothing about that. Why so many government people are losing their jobs? I don't know. Is it over? Is it over hiring? Do we just have too many people there? Well, we don't know. We need to shake that out. And I think we need an independent third-party auditor who's not Elon Trump and actually go in and take a look at it.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, there are times in everybody's life when life tosses you a curveball and you got to readjust and realign and rededicate your resources to make things better. Sometimes you have to just, you know, do what you got to do, but you may not know what you got to do. And so many times it's the first time you've ever faced an issue, especially when it's financial. For the last couple decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. You know, I had a financial issue that involved another family member, and I was able to go in, get advice, and get a plan. And I'm here today to tell you that it worked. That educators, our members, are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned about profits or the bottom line of shareholders. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free financial resources. Experience more heart and less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. Insured by NCUA, membership eligibility is required. But what do? So you save all that money and you go through things and you buy a house and you go through life, and sometimes you got to go fix up your house. And that's why I'm here to tell you from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, there's lots of buzz surrounding the draft, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. Doesn't matter if it's a brand new home, it's a year or two old, or it's historic. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I'm back.
Hey, what's up?
What
you want to argue about today? What you want to argue about today? What's up?
I was arguing yesterday. Yeah. I was just telling you how I felt about
That's what you don't call that? Okay.
No, I don't call it arguing. No. I only argue at my husband.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I fuss with him, but other than that, but not too much, just a little bit sometimes. But
right.
I was just going to talk about now where I work from, Alan Bradley Rockwell now. When we got laid off, they would tell the union and the union, and then they would let us all know. But the office personnel, they would give them a box and just go up and kick them out the door.
Yep.
They didn't warn them or nothing.
Right, and
that's what they did with the office personnel.
That's because they weren't union, in that they understood that they were at will employees, and that you can just get bounced if they don't like you or you're doing something they don't want.
Yeah. But that's what they're doing now. Getting rid of all these people, they go to work and they don't have a job anymore.
But you don't have. Listen, that happens to the private sector every day. I never saw a union person complaining about a person in the private sector getting fired. Never.
Well, the thing is, with the private sector, well, they don't come to the union, and they probably can't because then they fire the people that come.
You're missing my point. When you get fired, it's traumatic, and your family loses income, and you're stressed.
Right.
I never saw the union when all them people got laid off from Northwestern Mutual years ago. All of them people, I didn't see unions running up. Oh my God, it's terrible. Let's support them.
They don't have a union.
That's all. You're missing my point. That's okay. All right.
But why did you want the union? Why did you want the union to come to them and
anybody losing a job. So why are we screaming and complaining because people in the government are losing their job? People in the private sector have lost their job for years, and nobody in the government ever said a word. Come on.
I'm not screaming. That's what they wanted, so they got it. They got what they wanted. That's why I look at it, because I saw the citizens of it from Jump Street. But anyways, I call them into my grandparents, too. My great-grandparents, they had opened a school in the house years ago.
Yep.
So they opened a school for so they could study, the kids could study and stuff. And then we had to use outhouses. And so I said, now I look at the parks. Now you got to use outhouses at the park. I said, what's wrong with the park?
You always had to use outhouses at the park. Yeah, but you're going to put up,
They have to have rooms in the park.
Yes, ma'am.
They have to use all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's all I was really going to say.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Bye-bye.
833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, good, Dr. Kent. How are you?
Good.
I like your common sense approach to not panicking over this stock market fall. I remember October 87, and they had the big crash.
Yeah.
And by April 88, they were hiring me at Strong Mutual Fund. So that was like 6 months later, and they were back roaring again. The thing here, I think, that people are freaking out, they watch it every day. But you have to understand, the stock market is emotional. It's not actually what's happening now. It's what people think the future is going to be like. And they go back and forth every day. So don't go pulling your money out, though. What I did, though, I did get out of those index funds of the S&P 500 and move to mid caps, and I really haven't seen much loss off of that. But
I stayed in S&P 500 because I know when it goes down, that's when I try to find as much money as I possibly can. I don't even talk about a lot, so I can buy in when it's low, and then when it goes up, I make more money.
Yeah, about getting around the.
Right.
You're getting around these tariffs by eating some homegrown goods. You also get around the tariffs. You don't have to buy a new car every year. You could buy last year's model or the year before.
Yeah, but the problem is they're too expensive. So you got to pay to get it fixed.
But they're not being as expensive, though. Say you bought 1 year ago. So
Some used cars are more expensive than some new cars.
Okay, well, get a 1 year sales manager's car that he drove around 1 year.
Yeah, okay, that's it's easy for you to say because you got a job, Al.
Well, anyway, you know, recently I just found out that I was eligible to start taking my pension from Northwestern Mutual too. We had a union back then too. I only worked for them 7.5 years, and I guess they're offering me about $600 a month. I'll take that. So anyway, get invested. Get in that 401k when you get in. You can also use the funds to purchase your down payment on your home. So
and whatever the minimum is you can put in, put that in. Because
get the 3%.
Whatever they offer. Because over time, you're going to make a decent buck. Because it's your money. You're saving it and investing it. It's yours. Yeah. I hear you. I have to? Oh, I'm behind? Wow.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Where did the time go? You're supposed to be hollering at me. Well, actually, he was hollering at me, so I want to say thank you. All right, thank you, Al and Miriam, and not really a city girl, and Essie, and Wig Muppins, and Lana Banana, and Sandra, and Vincent, and all that. So, Al from Sherman Park, thank you. Appreciate you. Had a great time today. Time's moving on, so, hey. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. Appreciate
you. All right, Dr. Chip from 46, let's get it.
All right, God bless. Take care. See you in 22.